Last night, a community town hall titled Not Another Flint was held addressing Pittsburgh's lead in water challenge. The town hall was held less than 2 weeks after Mayor Bill Peduto outlined long-term and short-term problems to an advisory panel on the possible restructuring of the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Mayor Peduto prior to the town hall.
Let's talk short-term. What can be done? What absolutely must be done?
There are a couple areas where we produce the water that need backup systems just in case something were to go down. That needs to happen immediately. As we follow the EPA's consent decree on replacing the lead pipes, that has to be and stay a priority in the capital budget.
I believe that if PWSA replaces up to the curb, then the homeowner has about 4 weeks where that area is kept open so that they can then make their repairs. How can that be addressed?
Number one, it is illegal for us to replace a private line. In the state of Pennsylvania, they view it as a competition against private plumbers and other firms, so a public entity cannot compete under the Authorities Act. So we have a bill pending, Senator Fontana sponsored it, that would allow us to be able to replace those lines. If we replace them, we can save more money than if we have homeowners doing it individually. But what's more important is to understand that even if we do the lateral, that pipe in the basement that's going up to the kitchen is still a lead pipe. Unless you go and replace somebody's entire house out of all their lead pipes, you never will have anything short of a partial replacement. And even if you don't have lead lines, the solder that holds your pipes together could be lead as well. And there's even more of a danger of that solder breaking than the pipe itself.
County Controller Chelsea Wagner called on PWSA to immediately release records to show where it's conducted hundreds of the partial service line replacements. She says citizens are being kept in the dark.
Up until 2013, almost everything was on pen and paper. Pen and paper that goes back to Civil War era, where pipes may have been, may not have been, and where basically files don't exist. So we literally have to go out and test throughout the city, about 80,000 different locations. So what I get upset about, though, is when false information is then released, which causes people to basically be in anxiety about the quality of their water. That's why I would really hesitate to listen to what politicians say and listen more what doctors are saying, scientists are saying, engineers are saying.
So are what you saying, a politician, are you relaying what doctors and others are saying?
What I am trying to put out a message about is that there are people like Dr. Hacker at the Allegheny County Health Department that understand the health implications far better than the county controller or me. And I would say that doctors at Children's Hospital, engineers from Carnegie Mellon, should be the people that you're listening to about the effects of lead in our water. And what they'll tell you is there's a much greater threat to our public with lead in our paint, in our dust, and in our dirt than in our water.
But it's not a public utility that is directing that lead toward them. And in fact, Tuesday, Not Another Flint, a town hall. So there is still concern about the water.
And there should be, but what I'm trying to say is that the elevated awareness of water takes the eye off of where the health risk is to the public. And if you're simply focusing on water, and you're not looking at where the real risk is to people getting lead poisoning, I don't understand how that is doing the public a service. Yes, we need to look at the water because it is a public authority. But we also have to understand when we phrase it in things like Pittsburgh and Flint, and not understanding that there are over 5,330 other water systems in the United States that have the same elevated lead, that this is something that is not only happening throughout this country, but throughout this world, that when the systems that were placed in 150 years ago using lead pipes get to a certain age, this is what happens if you haven't been spending 100 or 150 years replacing them. You really are just creating a false sense, a false narrative of fear within people.
Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.